Our KXT live sessions are all made possible through the support of Jason Writings. My name's Jeannie Mascoro. I'm here in studio with the singer and songwriter Lissy. She's got a brand new album called My Wild West. It just came out. She's also got the show at Trees tonight. Lissy, thank you so much for stopping by today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Would you start us off with the song?
I would love to. This is called Hero. Inside, haunted beach, roll the dice, zombies in the corner, aren't amused. Play the part of the blushing bride, tame the horse and take it for a ride. This thread of consolation comes loose. Out of view, cloaked by night, I want my 40 acres in the sun. The bitter winds coming from the north, my spirit dims, but I feel the force no longer in my hands. I say to you,
we're 91.7 KXT, our live sessions here today. Very, very happy to have Lissy here in studio with us. That gorgeous song called Hero. It's from your brand new album called My Wild West. Now, the West seems to figure pretty heavily in your career and your music because you called California home for a number of years, but now you've returned to the Midwest.
Yeah, so I guess, long story short, grew up in Rock Island, Illinois, just across the Mississippi River from Iowa, and I've now moved back to Northeast Iowa, to the heartland, I guess. I spent 12 years in California. I moved there when I was 21, like, totally naive, like, maybe I saw in a movie, like, I'm going to move to LA and get a record deal. And I did, though, so I think my delusion helped me succeed in that regard. And so I ended up being in Hollywood for 5 years. I was in a town called Ojai for 7, and just last year, I decided I was ready for a change. I missed my family and the seasons and just kind of always thought I'd end up in the Midwest. So making My Wild West was a great way for me to sort of process the fact that it was like time for one chapter to end and a new one to start, you know.
Great little homecoming, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, and I'm never there because I'm always on tour. So like I have this new place that I haven't moved into yet. So we'll see if I ever get off the road. But
so do you miss California at all?
Well, you know, since I've moved, I've been back there so frequently for various music-related things, like shows. I'm going back there again for this Grammy Museum show at the end of April. I was doing something else there in March. It seems like I'm there. I'm in L.A. more now than I was when I was living in Ojai or something. So I haven't had a chance to miss it yet. I miss Ojai, but I'm kind of afraid to go back. It's going to be bittersweet because I loved my house there and someone else is living in it now. Yes. So it's kind of painful.
So it's a little more peaceful compared to L.A., so to speak, a little more laid back.
Yeah, no, it was good. I lived in this town for 7 years, like I said. It was an hour and a half north of L.A. It was close enough, but far enough away. It was sort of the best of both. And, you know, really heavy on the nature, like hiking. And when there is water, there were hot springs and swimming holes that I think are kind of dry now. But it's just, I like nature and solitude. So.
Yeah, you know, that dovetails very nicely into my next question. You're now involved with Charity Water, and I was really fascinated by this because it was a documentary that spurred your interest in this. And
yeah, I mean, it kind of came together in a few parts. I wrote a song called Daughters, which was inspired by a documentary called Pray the Devil Back to Hell about this woman, Lema Bowie, who organized like 3,000 women, Christian and Muslim, to basically come together, peacefully protest, march, sing, and pray against this civil war that had been like raging for 14 years. And their efforts led to peace talks in Ghana, which led to, you know, the getting rid of their president and these warring factions that were causing all the violence. And it was so inspiring. So when I sat down to like write a song one day, I didn't know I was going to write Daughters, but I ended up kind of that came to mind. And just this idea of like women kind of being equal with their male counterparts and having a big role to play in the peace process. So I'd written this song, and then actually my lawyer is very involved with Charity Water. He's part of the well, which funds them so they don't have any overhead, so that every penny you give goes straight to the cause and not to any of the, like, you know, day-to-day maintenance of the organization. And he was the one that had hooked me up with them because I have this line about carrying the water in the song, and it just seemed like the perfect fit because in a lot of developing nations, women are tasked with collecting the water, and in Africa alone spend 40 million hours a year collecting water when, you know, it takes them out of the economy, it takes them out of being educated. And when they have a well, that simple thing, clean, safe water close by, puts them in positions of power and leadership in their communities. It empowers them because they become the water managers and can get education and can start businesses. And I think there's a statistic of if you put just 10% of women in third world countries back into the economy, you could essentially end third world poverty. And so I think that there's a lot of room to grow, to say the least, for women's roles in the world. So yeah, Charity Water and I teamed up for about a month. The campaign has ended, but you can still give to them always, where they gave me all this beautiful footage they'd shot to make a video for Daughters. And then I shared that with my fans. And if you donated, then you got the song for free and you got the video. So it was a good collaboration for sure. And like that campaign, quote unquote campaign, is like ended. But I mean, you can always go to Charity Water and give.
Perfect. CharityWater.org?
I believe so. Yeah. Okay. .org.
Perfect. Well, do you have time for another song for us?
I do.
All right.
This is actually a song about leaving Ojai.
Somewhere, as I cut these ties, I realize I've been disbelieving in my own heart, and the deceiving is the hardest part. And I feel the knowing that I must be going. Oh, I again. And I'll be thinking of you until then, oh, hi. I miss the seasons, I miss the land. I miss them for reasons I don't understand. I took it all for granted, I bloom where I was planted. Oh, I don't wanna leave you behind, but you know that I made up my mind, so goodbye. I know I'm gonna see you again, and I'll be thinking of you until then, oh, I. Oh,
what a beautiful tribute to your former hometown. Wow.
Thank you.
That was Ojai from Lissy from her brand new album called My Wild West. You're listening to the KXT Live Sessions, which are all made possible through the generous support of Jason Writings. Don't forget, you can see Lissy tonight at Trees. Definitely be there. It's going to be a fantastic show. Once again, Lissy, thank you so much for coming in today.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me. It's
all
been
right.
a pleasure.
Next time you're in Dallas, come back by.
For sure. Thanks.
All right.